For this lesson, we're going to ask you to apply what you've learned thus far and actually write a CALA lesson. We're going to give you two different options. One option will be for a classroom teacher, and the second option will be for administrators or anyone who is in a coaching position. For the first option, you're going to write a CALA lesson. You can find the CALA instructional plan on page 100 in your CALA handbook. It's table 5.3. You will use this format to create your own lesson plan. This gives you an idea of the format that we'd like you to use when you create your own lesson plan as a Word document. Be sure to include the subject, your topic, grade. For ESL level, choose either pre-emergent, emergent, basic, or intermediate. Then you're going to write a content objective and a language objective. Remember, your language objective is how you will use reading, writing, listening, and speaking to help you meet your content objective. Refer back to your ESL level when planning your language objective. It needs to be attainable for the level that you chose. You can choose a learning strategy from any of the strategies that you've learned about in your 50 Strategies book. Chapter 5 in the CALA handbook will be especially helpful for you when you're writing your procedures. There are some example CALA lessons provided on the link above. Please note that in these example CALA lessons that learning strategies are referred to as thinking skills. The second option for this assignment is for administrators or those in a coaching position. We're going to ask you to evaluate a teacher's lesson looking for the CALA components. The components needed to be considered are on page 101 in your CALA handbook, table 5.4. You will submit your assignment in an essay format, but be sure to specifically refer to each of the 13 items on the checklist. Whether you choose option 1 or option 2, you will create your lesson plan or your essay in Word and submit it on the discussion board as an attachment. Label your entry as you add a new thread in the subject line. Put the grade level and subject of your lesson. That way, others in the same grade level or those that teach the same subject can go and actually look at your lesson plan and get additional ideas. If you're an administrator and choose option 2, be sure to put in the subject line that this is an evaluation of a CALA lesson. Again, this may be helpful for other administrators to see how you evaluated a CALA lesson.